The following shiur has been presented by Rav Shmuel ben Yamin Honigwax, Dayan at the Beis Havad, and has been brought to you by the Beis Havad Halacha Center.
To download this series of shiurim, as well as hundreds of other recorded shiurim, articles, and video presentations, please visit thehalachacenter.org.
Gemara Tmura Tezvav. The Mishnah says that this machloek is between Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbi Shimon. What's the halacha by chatos tzibur shekipru balel? Rabbi Yehuda says, Thomas. Rabbi Shimon says, no, it's not Thomas. The chatos tzibur shekipru balel is not Thomas, because the halacha of Thomas is only said by Yachid. Now, the Gemara attempts to bring a raya to the shita of Rabbi Shimon, not like Rabbi Yehuda. The Gemara says that Rabbi Yosi says, those people, the Yidden that came back in the time of the second Beis HaMikdash, they brought karbonis, and the reason why they brought those karbonis was to mechaper on Avodas Kochavim that the Yidden did in the times of Tzidkiyahu. In fact, the Gemara, if you hold, Chatas Tzibur Shekipru Balel is Mesa, so then, L'chayra, Chatas Tzibur Shemesu Balel should also be Mesa. And Mamela in this case, since the people that did Avodah Zarah were already Mesu, L'chaira, the halacha should be that they shouldn't be able to bring a carbon chatos. Just like a chatos, Tibur, Shemesu Bala, or Shekipru Bala, is Mesa, so you should not be able to bring a carbon chatos for the Yidden who did Avodah Zarah made Tzidkiyo. Now, the Raya of the Gemara is a very complicated Raya. Taiz talks at length about it. I'd just like to discuss one aspect of the Raya. Taiz asks the following question. Taiz asks, very good, so you'll tell me Chatas Tzibur Shekipru Balel is not Mesa. What is it? It's Raya. Oy Bazoi, it's still Shver. How were they able to bring these Karbonas? Who cares if it's Mesa or Raya? What's the difference? Both Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbi Shimon are both Moide that the Chatas Tzibur Shekipru Balel is not Karva. You're not Makar of it. So what do we gain by saying that's Raya rather than Mesa? Regardless, the halacha should be that Chatas Tzibur Shekipru Balel should not be able to, that the people coming in this time of the second Beis HaMikdash should not have been able to bring the karbonis to the people who did Avodah Zarah in the times of the first Beis HaMikdash. Answer says, no, it's not true. What I just told you is not true. If you hold Chatas Tzibur Shekipru Balel is not Mesa, so it's not Roya either. You could even be Makrovit. Well, Chayr, what Taiz says is a Pella. Because the Mishnah says in Yuma Mefurish that in the case of Chatas Tzibur Shekipru Balel, let's say on Yom HaKippurim, you have the two Seirim that you make a geirah on, one of them dies, and you bring another one instead of it, so there's going to end up being an extra chatos, because you have to bring two the second time, and only one of the first pair died. And the Gemara says, the Mishnah says, Mefurish, Ela Kuli Alma, either it's Mesa or it's Raya, but there's no tzad that you're makrevit. So L'chayra Tais is very shver, it's not true. The man who holds it's not Mesa holds that it's Raya. So L'chayra, you have to answer according to Taisis that there's a big difference. Over there, there's nothing to do with it. In that case, the whole purpose why we were makdish this chatos, the Sari Yom HaKippurim, is only to be brought on Yom Kippur for the Tzarech Yom Kippur. Now that it's Kippur Balel, there's nothing to do with it, so Mela, it's Roya, and use it to bring an Oilo. Masha Ein Kain, in our case, since there were live people, like the Gemara says, in the times of Tzidkiyo, so even though it would not be enough to say that it's not considered Chatas Tzibur Shemesu Bala, because the Gemara maybe in the Havamina understood that most of the Yidden had died, and there were only a miut, only a minority was left alive, and therefore it would have a din of Chatas Tzibur Shemesu Bala. But if you hold that Chatas Tzibur Shemesu Bala is not Mesa, it's only Raya, that's only when I don't have anybody to be makrev it for. But when I do have some people left to be makrev the Chatas on their behalf, the halacha would be that you could be makar of the chatas. What's the difference between if the halacha is mesa or the halacha is raya? So, l'chayr, you could say that if you say it's halacha of mesa, so then there's a din that if it's mesu halal, there's a chiyuv that the chatas should be mesa. So then, it wouldn't make a difference if I have what to do with it, if I could be makar of it on the live people. Nevertheless, the halacha is that it has to be mesa. On the other hand, if you say that the halacha is that it has to be raya, so then, there's no halacha moish misinai that it's raya, but it's only if I don't have anything to do with it, then the halacha, then it's going to be raya. To explain this, I wanted to bring another another Gemara, and to use that to explain this a little bit. The Gemara on Daf Tazayin is Mavur, that there is a possibility that just like Reb Shimon tries to prove that it can't be that there's a din chata shemesu ba'aleha b'tzibur, because the halacha l'moish misinai of mesu ba'aleha was not said about tzibur, so too, the Gemara, it comes out of that Gemara over there, it's a complicated cheshbon, but it comes out of the Gemara that the halacha l'moish misinai of roya was also not said by tzibur. So again, it's shver. We just showed from the Mishnah that chatas tzibur, shemesu ba'aleha, or Shekipru Ba'alel, is Roya. So what does the Gemara mean? That there's no Allah Halomashim Sinai of Roya by Tzibur. So the Brisker Rav explains over there that there's two reasons why Echatos, Shemesu, Shekipru Ba'alel should be Roya. One reason is because of Allah Halomashim Sinai, like the Gemara says on Daf Tazayin. Another reason is because of a Pasuk. The Gemara Darshan's a Pasuk, or Medrash Yayada HaKoyin, that Moiser Chatos, Moiser Asham, should be Ladav Rabbam and Ladav. Anything that's left over from a Chatos, or anything that's left over from a Asham, should go for something that's Bab and Ladav, which is an Oila. The Basar is Lashem Vayra Lakayanim. It says, the Gemara has a Psastira, it's Lashem Lakayan, Habas Lashem Vayra Lakayanim. So there's a Pasuk that tells me that anything that's left over from Mechantas or Oila is Roya. Now, L'chayr, we could ask, what's the difference whether it's Halacha Moish Sinai or if it's a Pasuk, a Medrash Yayada HaKoyin? So, generally, L'chayr, it's very hard to find a Nafkamina. But in our case, it might be a very big Nafkamina. Because in our case, there'll be a big difference. If you say that it's Halacha Moish Sinai, that Hashem told Moish Rabbeinu that there's a din that it has to be Roya, so then you could say that it wouldn't make a difference if there are people to use it for. Even if there are people to be mechaper on with this chatos, nevertheless, since most of the Bailam died or were in the schaper, the halacha would be that this chatos has a name of chatos shekipru ba'aleha or shemesu ba'aleha, and therefore, since that's the name of the chatos, and on this chatos it says halacha l'moish misinai, that it has to be Roya, the halacha will be Roya, even though I have what to do with it, even though I could use this chatos to be mechaper for those people that are alive. On the other hand, if you say that the only reason why it's Roya is only because it's a Moiser Chatos, because it's left over, there's nothing to do with it, so then it's very easy to understand that if there's one person left to be Makar of the Chatos for, it wouldn't make a difference to me if the name of the Chatos is Chatos Shemesu Bala Shekip Bala, because most of the owners had died or had a Kapara. That wouldn't make a difference to me. As long as I have one person to use it for, we can't call it a Meiser Chatos because I have something to use it for. That would be a Gevaldige Nafkamina between these two reasons why it could be Meis and why it could be Roya. So when Taisus says that Chatos Tzibur Shekipru Ba'alel is not Roya, all he means to say is that there's no Halacha L'moish Misinai, there's no positive din forcing us to give it a din of Roya. It's just, for lack of a better thing to do with it, we'll have the Medrash of Yad HaKoyin. So that's what Taisus means when he says that Chatos Tzibur Shekipru Ba'alel is Kreva. He doesn't mean it's Bepoil Kreva. He doesn't mean you're actually going to be Makrovit. He means there's no Din of Roya, and you could be Makrovit if you have what to be Makrovit for. If you don't have anything to be Makrovit for, obviously, we'll do with it what we do with every Meiser Chatos or Meiser Asham, which is that we'll use it to and bring it as an Oila.
The Daf Yomi Halacha series has been brought to you by the Beis Havad Halacha Center. To reach the center for halacha consultation, service, educational seminars, or media, please call 1-888-485-VAAD. That's 1-888-485-8223. To sign up to the BHHJ, the Beis Havad's weekly interactive e-journal, please visit www.bhhj.org, or you can email us at office@thehalachacenter.org.